Blue Plains Advanced Wastewater Treatment Plant. No place like it in the world is this big. 300 million gallons of water get treated every day. Think of RFK Stadium for perspective.
We treat the amount of water that would fill the stadium to the rafters every single day.
Along the way, the nasty stuff is strained out and the harmful chemicals removed. George Hawkins is the general manager of DC Water.
The water going into the Potomac is usually bluer and cleaner than the Potomac itself, and we're pretty proud of that.
This 153-acre plant sits in the southeast corner of the district, but it serves an area from Loudoun to Prince George's counties.
Yes, it's for the district, Maryland, Virginia, but this is also the single largest discharge from a facility to the Chesapeake Bay.
From drains and toilet flushes, the wastewater arrives here for a screening process. That snags the biggest gunk. Then it's off to huge tanks designed to settle out the solid particles.
And what you're actually seeing on the top of the water is grease particles, and those get skimmed off before they go into the next process.
As it moves on, the water then faces two levels of biological treatment. What happens here? Nutrients get removed so they don't act like lawn fertilizer when they hit the Potomac. Salil Karkar is the director of process engineering.
Pollutants you worry about is carbon, which is an oxygen depleter in the rivers, phosphorus, which promotes algae growth, and nitrogen, which promotes algae growth.
This whole facility is about like a 12-step program for dirty water. After all the treatment, it's more than ready to hit the river again. But Hawkins says a new contaminant is now showing up. It may take a decade or more to figure out what to do.
In very small amounts, we're now able to test and see that there are pharmaceuticals that are in very small amounts, something that we might take as medicine and then pass through us and ends up in the Potomac. The systems are not at this point designed to remove all of those pollutants, and they're in very tiny amounts.
The wastewater from 2 million people passes through Blue Plains. It goes back to the Potomac better off than it left. Andrew Mollenbach, WTOP News.